Before 1992, Aspen Gay Ski Week drew as many as 20,000 participants. That year, Colorado voters passed Amendment 2, which banned any rights protections for gays and lesbians and nullified Aspen's local gay rights ordinance. In protest, thousands of people boycotted Gay Ski Week and attendance dropped to a trickle. The Supreme Court later overturned Amendment 2, and Gay Ski Week organizer Pamela Herr says they've been winning back visitors ever since. And she says there's been a real spike since the economic downturn.
We've been up since 2008. We've increased 15 to 20% every single year. Our lodging is actually up 30% this year.
To mark the first Aspen Gay Ski Week since Colorado officially legalized civil unions, this weekend, Reverend J.D. Rigdon will officiate a group ceremony for couples who will take their vows. Rigdon says the union is nearly identical to marriage in most legal ways. What will be missing from his official sanction is the word marriage.
They are partners joined in civil union. That's pretty much the verbiage that I have chosen to stick with.
For many young people and longtime gay rights activists, the idea of gay couples exchanging vows, be it in marriage or civil union, is becoming the norm. According to the National Council of State Legislatures, 16 states now allow gay marriage, and 3 states, including Colorado, allow civil unions. Just this week, a gay marriage ban in Oklahoma was ruled unconstitutional. Reverend Rigdon says that in his lifetime, marriage between blacks and whites was once illegal in some states. Now, interracial marriage is routine. Rigdon believes that in the future, the same will be true for gays and lesbians. But for now, the group ceremony he will officiate this weekend can still be described as historic for Aspen.
Absolutely. Civil unions were recognized starting in 2013. This is definitely a historic event. I feel very honored that I can participate in the way that I am to help solemnize the relationships of the couples who want to have their partnership recognized by the state.
The group civil union ceremony will be held at 11 o'clock on Saturday morning at the Limelight Hotel. It will be a public event. I'm Roger Adams, Aspen Public Radio News.